came here and ministered to us. Yes. Praise God. When she talked about just tell them. Yes. Amen. And she talked about the fact that not being influenced, praise God, by what other folk think of us. Amen. Don't you know, praise God, that with God on your side, amen, you can move a mountain, right? Amen. You may not be able to read, praise God, as well as somebody else. You may not be able to sing as well as somebody else, praise God, but God has given you something, praise God.
You have been blessed by the Second Union Baptist Church, 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. They will be glad to hear from you. If you'd like to contact them, you may contact them at 318-445-4875. Tune in next time for the Second Union Missionary Baptist Church radio broadcast.
KKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Welcome. This is Telling of His Goodness Ministry broadcast. I'm evangelist and author Brenda Randall. We are praying that this broadcast will uplift and inspire you as you tune into the message for today. The scripture reading is Psalms 27:13-14. Read, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord.
My God is good.
I want you to know that God is still helping us in everything. Last week I said, look unto the hills from whence cometh our help. Our help, where? Come from the Lord. It's your head bowed. Maybe somebody today said, Pastor, I need the Lord in my life. I'm tired of living like I've been living. Situations, and these are last days, and things are happening, and I don't know what's taking place. But here Peter says, for as much as Christ has suffered for us in the flesh, arm yourself likewise. Get ready for change. Get ready for change. Father, we thank you today for all that you're doing. So power will be revealed and wonders be made known in our lives. Forgive us, Lord, for the things we've said, done. Forgive us for not believing you. Lord, as you use us, because we are the sheep of your pasture, we've been bought with a price. And as you use us, God, let somebody's life be changed. Draw us closer to you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, bless us all. Bless us, Lord. Bless us, Lord. There's a song that's come in my mind. I don't know what I think y'all used to sing it. It said, draw me nearer. Am I right? Huh? Who sang it? Y'all singing in the choir? Y'all know it? Can y'all give us a little bit of it? Come on, choir members. Y'all can just come right down here. Come on. Choir members. Sister D is first one up here. Come on, y'all. I want y'all to hear this. I just sense it. Come on down here. Give me that mic. I hadn't heard it in a long time, but it just dropped.
Draw me, Lord. And I'll come running after you. Draw me, Lord, and I'll come running after you. Let's change, draw me.
But God, we run after money. We run after relationships. I'm running after my man. I'm running after my woman. But how many need to run after God? Hallelujah. He's the sustainer of life.
Yes, he is.
Once you run here and there and everywhere, you come to yourself, as my father would say, come to yourself. He's the source. He is the one who can meet every need, every emotional need. I heard this morning that people are still stressed. Children are crying in school because of Hurricane Ike, anxiety driven. But if we draw unto him, he'll draw nigh unto us, comfort us. He'll give us peace of mind. Whew. Lord, we thank you. We're running after him. Make up in your mind today, God, I'm going to run after you. No longer running after my job. We need it, but I'm not going to run after my friend. He has the answers. Y'all told me Jesus was the answer. You told me run behind him, he'll bless you. You told me. You told me if you call on him, he'll answer. Hallelujah. Today we're drawing and we're calling unto him. Thank you, Pastor. We're running behind him. Make up in your mind today, I'm going to run after you, Lord. I'm tired of running after folk who can't help me. How many have run after folk, they can't help you? Run after your friend and they still leave you behind. Still leave you stuck out. But we're running after the King of Kings. He's the Lord of Lords. He's everything I need. I'm running behind the one who has the words of eternal life. Now that's a bad boy. He has the answer? Oh my God. He has the answer. Hallelujah. Y'all gonna run after him with me? Are you gonna run after him with me? We'll be changed if we run after him. Our church services will be changed if we run after him. Yeah, yeah. Hallelujah. Healing will take place if we run after him. You'll have peace of mind if you run after him. Thank you, Jesus. Relationships will be restored if we run after him. Draw us, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless your name.
You all, if you need prayer, you need whatever, if you just line up, we're going to do this morning.
Hallelujah.
When they just keep singing this softly this morning,
come
if you need
down.
Prayer, we're going to do a prayer this morning for all.
Hallelujah.
Whatever the situations, conditions.
He's the answer.
Just stand where you are. You can stand Hallelujah. Where you are.
Hallelujah.
We're going to pray.
We're praying now.
Draw me, Lord. You might have a loved one. Somebody else is sick in your family. Somebody else got a condition Hallelujah. In your family.
Issue.
The Bible says the effects of firm and proper righteous availeth much.
Yes, Lord. Yes.
You may be going through something. You might have somebody else you just want to stand firm.
Hallelujah.
As a representative agent. Because God knows our hearts. He knows everything about us. And he knows the situation, the conditions. The things that you are standing for in your own mind. God knows. After you, draw me, Lord. You might even be standing for yourself. Father, we thank you today. As we come to you, God, as the deer panted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee, O God. Right now, Jesus, these are standing because there is a need, either for them or for someone else. And as they stand, God, you say in your word, the effects of fervent prayer of righteous availeth much. We stand, God, believing and trusting you. You said, God, when we stand praying, we said for us to forgive. God, if there's any need for us to forgive anybody today, we ask you to forgive us first, God, and we forgive those that have trespassed against us. We're so joy, love in our hearts today. Meet the needs of that person, God, as we're standing for. Meet our needs, God, financially, spiritually, mentally, socially, whatever it is, God, we ask you to meet that need right now. Spiritual needs, Lord, draw us closer to you. Forgive us, God, for our slothfulness, our unconcern, our stubbornness, our unwillingness to not do what you have asked us to do. Lay your hands upon us, God, of mercy and kindness. Restore, Lord, those things in our lives that we have forsaken. Restore them, Lord. The things we've given up, things we've done, ways we've done. Restore, Lord, the joy of our salvation. Jesus, we need you right now. You can do all things. Nothing, Lord, there's nothing too hard for you. Right now, Jesus, we bless these people, God. As they stand, God, we bless every individual, every home, every person, Lord, that they are representing today as they stand. You know every need, condition, and situation. Make ways, move in their lives, activate people in their lives to change the situations. Lord, allow things to change as we leave this place today. We should see change experiences, Lord. That others will recognize not only that you're in our lives, but they will recognize that you, the glory belongs unto you. Thank you for it right now, God. Meet the needs of this church. Meet the needs of this church family. Lord, we got members that are still sick and going through situations. We pray, God, for their safety. We pray, God, that you, oh God, would intervene into their life problems. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen and amen and amen. Just reach over there and touch somebody and say, y'all come on, sing it one more time. Lay your hand on somebody and just bless them. Take 30 seconds and just bless them. Tell them that God loves them. Tell them that God is good. Tell them that God is kind. God is the healer. God is the deliverer.